Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Presidential trivia.
Yeah.
Another round coming up at 9:20 for your chance at a $50 gift card to the Metro Diner, where I hear they have tremendous...
mustard.
Yes. Some of the best mustard in town, actually. Put that on like a little ham sandwich or something. There you go. Good eating, indeed. All right, let's get caught up in the world of news. Time for a Dawn Stenzel and Big 3 at 9:06.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Big 3 at 9, sponsored by McCausland Lock and Alarm this Monday morning. The FBI is now reportedly joining in the big investigation, joining local law enforcement after concerned citizens across our region are reporting and in many tapes capturing on video seeing large drones in the sky. This as authorities, for example, in New Jersey, they local authorities investigating this mystery drone, these sightings over the past few weeks. The drones were reported flying in several areas, for example, along the Raritan River, mostly at night. And these are larger than hobbyist type drones, raising questions because of their proximity, for example, to both the Picatinny Arsenal as well as President-elect Trump's Bedminster Golf Course. Other sightings include Broomall in Delaware County, as well as in Philadelphia's Mayfair section, Cherry Hill, Camden County on the New Jersey side, New Jersey State Police confirming the drones in Lebanon, Hunterdon County over the weekend. And nobody seems to be able to figure out like what, who owns these, who's connected to this.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they flying? It's interesting because over the weekend, I had some sources, different people sending me video from our great intelligence audience. So thank you to those of you who did, one of which is raising eyebrows. And this one is usually between midnight and 2 a.m. in Montgomery County, but it's right in the vicinity. It seems that these drones, and they sent me video of it, around Pico's transmission substation. This is right along Wentz Church Road and Fisher Road, if you're familiar with that area. And so just concern, what are these drones doing?
Well, and that's the question I have, because now we're getting to the point with all these advancements in technology with artificial intelligence, and we're going to end up in this period where we see drones. Are they government drones? Is it an unidentified flying object?
Yeah.
Is it Mike Opelka with a remote control on his deck, you know, doing wheelies in the air with his drone, right? And now throw in the fourth wrinkle of Amazon potentially dropping products off from the sky via drone. And then you get into, not to make this about legal stuff, but you get into the legalese of, you know, how far up your property is technically yours into the air, right? If it's hovering above the piece of land that you own. We're going to have all sorts of issues. You're going to get stories where people are going to start shooting these things down, too.
There already is. There was a guy, I think he was in Texas. He shot one down. He got arrested.
Did he really?
He did.
Not allowed to do that.
The cop came and said, like, not only is this, like, this is a felony, like the government's going to be looking into you. Like, it's a whole thing.
Even if it's like the neighbor down the street just being a goof and you shoot it down, I guess, you know, safety issues probably, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wasn't there a case where a father, it was in the South, I want to say like Kentucky, Tennessee perhaps.
Yeah.
And there was a pervert neighbor who flew his drone over a family's private yard.
Don
started.
Remember this?
Don always sees perverts.
That's right.
Perverts and pedophiles.
He was a total perv, and the daughter was, you know, she was like 15, and she was out getting a suntan, so she's out in the yard laying out, and she has her bikini on, and the pervert is flying the drone over. So dad shot down the drone, and he was charged.
Wow. Might have been Jay-Z's drone.
Jeez. You want that story?
Yes.
Up to you.
I hate this story.
Well, hang on. Let me just play. Yes, I do want that. But this is 72-year-old Dennis Nguyen.
Okay.
He shot at a Walmart drone with his 9mm.
So Walmart's doing the same thing that Amazon apparently was going to do?
After it flew over his property.
At some point today, did a drone fly over your house and you shoot at it? I'm going to be real blunt with you and ask.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, why'd you shoot at it?
Because I thought it was somebody in turn around playing games on my house.
I got you. Where did you see the drone at?
Right above me.
What, can you walk out and just kind of show me?
This is in Florida, by the way.
Of course.
Right there. Sitting straight above it?
Straight above me.
Do you have any idea?
Hovered, lowered some kind of cord down or something. Turned around and sent something back up. And then after it was shot at, it turned around and went north.
Gotcha. Okay. What'd you shoot at it with?
9mm.
Okay. All right.
How much trouble am I in?
Quite a bit. You've been honest with me? I'm going to be honest with you.
Wow.
Quite a bit, actually. So there's a federal charge that goes along with it. There's a felony charge that goes along with it.
Federal and felony. Like
that's outrageous.
Okay. Okay. What happens and what happens and what?
Well, before we continue this conversation, I'm really just, for you being honest, you really just took me off guard. I'm not going to lie.
What am I going to do? I'm going to lie?
True. All right, sir. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say,
you're
up, will
putting
be,
me under arrest.
I'm just going to arrange you the Miranda warning just so I can get out. That way you and I can continue our conversation, okay?
I understand a Miranda warning. I don't have to speak to you unless I want an attorney. Okay.
I got you. Let me just read you this real quick and then.
Wow.
You know, it's ridiculous. Now, here's where I think it gets kind of dicey and I could
this
be
guy's weird. A hero, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
Free, whatever his name is.
So
Dennis Nguyen.
Is Florida, I think Florida's a stand your ground state.
It
right?
is. Of course
so
it is.
In Florida, you can shoot somebody that enters your home and your property. Yet you can't shoot down a piece of an electronic device that flies over your property. I think that's going to end up in the courts. That's
it should.
Yeah, I totally
it should.
Agree.
He doesn't know. First of all, it's flying over his property.
Right.
He doesn't know what it is. Right. Just because Walmart wants to deliver a pack of razor blades to somebody's house because they're too damn lazy to go get it themselves.
See?
Screw you, Walmart.
All could be avoided if you just got out of your house and went and picked up stuff. You lazy Americans.
I can't take this. I can't take this. And look, I'm guilty of it because I love things that are brought right to my front
yeah,
door.
Sure.
But like, if it's flying over your property, you have every right to shoot it down.
That would be my, I mean, I think we're due for a lot of, it's gonna be able to, you know what? This will end up being something that goes all the way to the Supreme Court.
This guy's an American hero. Dennis Nguyen of Florida.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm being honest. Well, thank you for being honest. Now I'm going to read your Miranda rights. So a federal offense and a felony.
He was charged with shooting at an aircraft, criminal mischief damage, over $1,000, and discharging a firearm in public.
Imagine this, right? Like his wife ordered some razor blades and shaving cream. She gets them shipped via drone by Walmart. He's unaware. He's out there having a cigar, looks up, there's a drone. He pulls out his 9. Drops that sucker.
Absolutely.
And he's going to the joint.
Yep.
Yeah, I think in these cases, I would want a jury trial. Because I think any jury is going to, right? If it's before a jury, I think the jury says, nah.
Peter writes, you are in reasonable danger if a person enters your home. You're not. You're in no danger if a tiny drone flies over your home. Stand your ground does not apply. I didn't say stand your ground applies. We're just saying that if there's a drone flying over my house.
Yeah. Trespassing, invasion of
privacy. I'm shooting it down.
Can drones come armored? How do you know? Is there a video?
You said it was lowering something. Yeah.
Yes. You don't know what it is. You don't know what they're lowering. There's a lot of creeps out there.
I got to see one of these in action.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Somebody find it on YouTube. There's got to be footage of Walmart's drones. I want to see what they look like.
The drones that I'm talking about, though, that are under investigation in our region are not Walmart drones. They're larger and more. They seem to be more industrial, for lack of a better word. I'll move on to the number two story. This is a court filing, which is a whopper. It accuses famous rapper and billionaire businessman Jay-Z of raping a 13-year-old girl back in the day. So this woman had previously filed suit through her attorneys. It's a Jane Doe lawsuit. She previously had made the accusations of Sean Diddy Combs, but now her attorneys amended the lawsuit to include the allegations that she was also assaulted by Jay-Z, whose real name is also Sean, by the way, Sean Carter, and he obviously is married to Beyonce. So their net worth, their joint fortune, $3.1 billion. And now this is making headlines with Jay-Z alleged to have assaulted a then 13-year-old. And Combs indicted on the charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, conspiracy, prostitution-related charges. So I don't know, as far as, you know, we're just getting a lot of this information in the Jane Doe lawsuit. This was back in, I guess, 2000, after the VMA Awards, the Video Music Awards. So obviously she is a young woman now, or a grown woman, but at the time says she was 13.
A lot of stuff went down after that VMA
Awards. I was just going to say that.
In 2000.
What the hell was that night about?
And it's very oddly specific of that same day.
It is.
And, you know, you can say, you know, sometimes allegations come out of the woodwork and you have to be skeptical of some of them. But they're oddly specific about this time frame and when it happened and when this whole P. Diddy alleged pedophile ring was happening. There's a lot of awful, creepy stuff around these people.
Release the list.
And it is being it's coming out in dribs and drabs, and it takes lawsuits like this horrendous one to shine a light on it. And God, I hope it's not true, because it's a horrendous story. But I just feel like there's a lot of skeletons in these guys' closets.
Do you get the feeling that the Diddy list is far more salacious from a name recognition standpoint than the Epstein one?
I knew exactly where you were going, and yes is the answer.
I really do feel, not to say that the Epstein list is a nothing burger. I'm not saying that by any stretch. And I think there will be names that this audience will recognize, you know, if and when that day ever comes and that's released. I get the sense that the Hollywood, and maybe there's a crossover element as well. Right? You know, elitist circles, the whole bit. But
one of the rape allegations also was with P. Diddy the night of the VMA Awards in 2002. Like, I think either his bodyguard or his limo driver testified or something like that about seeing it or hearing something. And by the way, who was he dating at that time? J-Lo.
Yeah.
I'm just telling.
What did she know?
Exactly. There's so much crap that's going to be unearthed in this.
So in this case, because there are at least 30 civil lawsuits involved in this whole, as far as Combs, but now Carter's name being added. So in this case, she says back then she was 13 years old, and she was, it's the same pattern, the same story, that she began to feel woozy after consuming a drink. And then
creeps.
And they use the R word. She says that Carter, who's Jay-Z, raped her first, followed by Combs. Jay-Z has come out. He has denied this. Combs has previously denied all the allegations. But Jay-Z, this morning, some of the headlines, he completely denies this.
He's got 99 attorneys, but Elena Haba ain't one.
And number three, and we are still sponsored by McCausland Lock and Alarm, by the way. Number three, you know, every year we have the Merriam-Webster Word of the Year. This year, polarization.
Of course.
Is the word of the year.
Has been used
to describe the state of American politics. I saw that because this morning, you know, the term divided America became a talking point. So I thought that would kind of
Yeah, polarization.
Polarization, yeah. Word of the year.
Donald Trump, polarizing figure.
We wonder why we're a divided nation, or so they claim. Yeah. It's because news stories like this are out there. It's like, well, everything's polarizing.
Whose word is this? Webster's?
This is Merriam-Webster.
Merriam-Webster.
Earlier this month, I don't know if we said this, so Oxford Dictionary announced brain rot.
Brain rot, yeah.
Was its word.
Right, if I keep doing this format for much longer, I will suffer from brain rot.
Welcome to the party, pal.
And Cambridge Dictionary was manifest.
Manifest.
Gotcha. That was the lead
manifest
word of
destiny.
24, yes. Well, our manifest is to talk about our sponsor, McCausland Lock and Alarm. Business owners count on McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure and control access to their facilities. Featuring top-of-the-line equipment, industry-leading customer service, and owner Tom McCausland's wealth of experience, McCausland Lock and Alarm, securing your business, securing your future. Thank you, McCausland Lock and Alarm.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Before we break and before we come back to get to our presidential trivia for the $50 gift card to the Metro Diner, let's grab a couple of calls here. People want to weigh in on one of the stories Dawn was talking about with the drones in New Jersey. Let's start right at the top. We've got Steve in Mount Laurel. Steve, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hey, guys. So I live in Mount Laurel, and last night there was about a dozen of them just flying around. And here's my thought on it. The government absolutely knows what they are. Governor Murphy absolutely knows what they are. They don't want us to know what they are. And when we question what they are, this is how we become, quote unquote, conspiracy theorists. Because, God forbid, we're questioning what's flying above our heads at night. Mm-hmm. They know what they are. They don't want us to know what they are.
Steve, do you hear anything when they are above? I've never had one over my house, to be honest. But do you hear anything, or is it just the visual of the blinking lights?
So it was kind of hard at first because, for whatever reason, there's the planes. I guess the flight pattern, for the airport does kind of fly over us. So sometimes you can see what you think is something, and it's an actual plane. It's so high up in the air that you can't hear it.
Right.
But last night, you could hear a faint humming. Mm-hmm. It didn't sound like a jet engine, but it had some sort of a humming. But I was looking off into the distance, and I could see them probably a quarter mile away, as low as the tops of a second story home, which probably they were higher where they were, but they were that low that I could see them just above the roof lining, in my neighborhood. But my thought is, they don't want us to know what they are.
Right.
This is the same administration who's done nothing but lie to us for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. Governor Murphy is nothing more than, a puppet of Biden and the administration.
Yeah.
And they don't want us to know what they are for whatever reason.
Yep.
Clearly, if they're not a threat, then tell us what they are.
Yeah. Big story. They're talking about it on television this morning.
Yeah. And so we saw over the weekend in New Jersey, they talked about it. 6ABC, I think, is the only local station that I found that was talking about in our area. And then, like I said, I got at least one video sent to me, but different people texting me, asking me about it. And so 6ABC confirmed that the FBI is now joining in the local investigation.
Yeah. By the way, you have a guest coming on at 10:15, Dawn, right? Doug Steinhardt, who is a state senator who's investigating.
Yeah, so that's Dan Borowski set him up, so that's fantastic.
Yep.
There you go. All right, one last call. We've got Greg in the Northeast. Greg, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hello, Dawn. Hello, guys.
Hey. Hello.
First of all, we have to start a GoFundMe for this Dennis Wynn guy.
Amen.
He is a hero.
He is. He is.
He, when the police show up, he just says, "Yeah, I did it." What do you mean? Why am I going to lie to you? This guy was—he thought was coming after him.
Free Dennis Wynn.
No, you know, Dennis Wynn. Yeah, free Dennis Wynn.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now, but it's why? Why would anyone not think that it could be coming after him? If he doesn't know that that's what Walmart uses Walmart or Amazon or any of these things, that he feels threatened on it.
Yep.
As long as he didn't go fire like he's Joe Pesci and my cousin Vinny at the street sale.
On the porch with the owl that's hooting. I just saw that on TV yesterday.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever dealt with them. I've seen him in two situations. In Tennessee during the fireworks in 2021, 4th of July in the park, there was one. And then this year I came up to see my high school football team on a Friday night. They actually paused the game, and the public address announcer got on the microphone and said, whoever's flying the drone, like, in the neighborhood, please. And then so whoever's doing it heard it, because then it just skedaddled on out of the air.
Wow.
But they paused the entire football game for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Because of, like, you know, safety and security.
Yeah. So if they're doing that, why can't somebody shoot it out of the air if it's above their property?
Here's my question. What if you have these, and let's say you're a business or a private club or whatever, and you get those, like those falcons,
yep,
like in Ocean City, like mm-hmm. at the Jersey Shore, that are allowed to attack the seagulls,
yep,
and you get a trained falcon,
and
they hook on it and swoop it out, and I don't know, like shake it around.
The falcon needs a reason to be doing that, and usually it's
falcon
to eat. I don't know if it's going to eat a drone.
I don't know. Could a natural predatory bird, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, not for nothing, but my falcon just thought it was like a big fish.
Yeah.
There you go. See? We come up with solutions on this show as well.
We do.
We just don't gripe about the issues.
Right.
855-839-1210.
We need people to call in right now,
yes,
right?
Get in now. Caller, just fill up the board. 855-839-1210. I've got new trivia questions, presidential trivia questions, and if you can get 3 out of 3, you will get a $50 gift card to the Metro Diner. Perfect for your next holiday gathering. Metro Diner serving up their Heat and Amp. That's right. Serve holiday feasts to go with roasted turkey or baked ham, paired with all the fixings that serve a party of 1, 4, or 8. MetroDiner.com. $50 gift card is yours if you know your POTUSes on the other side.
855-839-1210.
Let's go. Call in. 855-839-1210. Back after this. First, a word from our friends at DuckDuckGo, which, by the way, you are not allowed to use during this contest because we're not giving away these things for free. But I do have a great offer for you when it pertains to your personal information, your privacy, all of your security. You might be on Walmart's website or Amazon and you're purchasing something and they're going to drop it off on your back porch with a drone. But that information that you put out there, it stays out there until DuckDuckGo came along. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. We're talking about their subscription-based service with 3-in-1, including your personal information removal on top of the VPN, on top of identity theft restoration. And what's cool about this is it will show you just how many websites and documents are out there with your information out there. We're talking social security number, credit cards, address. And when I signed up about a month and a half ago, I was able to realize that there is 52 different documents out there with my information. And within 48 hours, 17 of those were removed. It is a fantastic offer. 7 days was great. Now they're giving you a 30-day free trial simply by going to duckduckgo.com/1210. Do it today and trust us. They are going to make sure that your personal information is removed. You're feeling safe. You're feeling secure on top of things like the VPN, on top of things like identity theft restoration. 3 features for the price of 1. 30-day free trial, and then after that, just $9.99 per month. Do it today. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Coming up in, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes or so, we will be passing off the Kale and Company flag to Justin, who I...
Jeremy
Burke.
Yeah, Jeremy Burke.
You just told me that 3 minutes ago.
Anyway...
I am Joe. And we will be passing it off live on the air. His chance to take the Kale and Company flag for a week, put it on your truck, drive it around town, trigger liberals, whatever you want to do. That's right. All right. So let's play. We've got Mark in Wilmington who is on the line. Mark, are you ready to go for the Metro Diner gift card?
I am ready.
All right. Let me start with this question. Which president worked to save football from being banned in the United States?
Franklin Roosevelt.
You were close, but that is incorrect. All right, let's try this because you got maybe you get one out of three, maybe you get two out of three. That could be good enough to win, depending on how the audience participates or their lack of getting questions correct. All right, let's start with we'll go down to this question: which president was a Rhodes Scholar?
Theodore Roosevelt.
That is incorrect.
Man.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Last one, your chance to salvage at least one point.
Mm-hmm.
Before Ronald Reagan, this president was the first to be featured in a dramatic film.
Dwight Eisenhower.
That is incorrect, sir.
0 for 3.
0 for 3, Mark. But a valiant effort. At least you were able to throw out some presidential names. But that is incorrect. If anybody would like to salvage the gift card, it is a $50 gift card to the Metro Diner. All right? $50 gift card. Just jump on the phones, 855-839-1210. And at this point, if you can get anything correct, you're probably the leader in the clubhouse, I would say.
If you can get zero, if you get one correct.
I feel like Trebek in Final Jeopardy. Yeah. Write down any number. Any number and you win.
855-839-1210. We had an issue. We cleared the boards and we shouldn't have. So why don't we take another break?
All right.
We'll let people get up on the phone lines and then we will we'll do this on the other side.
All right, and then we will pass off the flag. We've got Today in Music History. We have What's on Tap for the Dawn Show, and more still ahead. It's Kale and Company. Back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Hello, everybody. It's time for another round of POTUS Trivia. Here on Kale and Company for a Metro Diner gift certificate. $50 could be yours by simply getting one question correct at this point.
Look at Dawn dancing. Nice.
Doing the Trump dance.
Yeah,
we have lowered
Trump
the bar.
Trump trivia.
Yeah. It's Trump trivia.
So now we're saying you only have to get one right. Is that right, or you have to beat Mark in Wilmington?
Yeah, well, I mean, Mark's got zero. I mean, if we get one here, that could be the winner. Maybe if we go quickly, we get one, and then we get two the following. That guy can trump him, and we'll see. These are tough. But you know what? It's necessary. All right, let's try Jay in Philadelphia.
Jay,
are you ready to play?
Yeah, it's not a cinematic feature presentation, but I'll give it a go.
Yeah, but what the hell is, right? All right, here we go. Which president was the first to be sworn in by his nickname?
Eisenhower.
That is incorrect.
Wow.
All right.
Nice. These are hard.
I know.
Could you have picked easier ones?
I went to a different site this time.
All right.
DuckDuckGoed them. The last time I used one from today.com, people were tweeting me, question 13 was not worded properly. All right. Question number three here on this list. And maybe I actually suffer from this. Perhaps due to chronic depression, this president is said to have slept up to 11 hours a day and always took an afternoon nap lasting at least 1 to 2 hours.
Joe Biden.
I mean, we got to give that to him,
yeah,
right?
You know what?
We have to give that to him.
Let's put him on hold.
Yeah,
you know, Jay, for the lack of humor, you want to put him, you want to go with that as the winner?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
The correct answer was Calvin Coolidge.
Really, Coolidge?
Calvin Coolidge.
Damn Coolidge.
Slept 11 hours a day and took a nap, just like Nick Cale.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Are you going to give the Rhodes Scholar one? Did you give that?
That was Bill Clinton, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dawn.
That one was the easiest one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, of course, he's a Democrat, so everybody to this day is like, a Rhodes Scholar.
Uh-huh. Why don't we do one more?
Want to do one more?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Bruce. I've never met a Bruce I didn't like. Bruce is in Hatboro. Bruce, are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play. Coolidge, Clinton, and Trump.
That's correct. All right, here we go. In 1934, the image of this president was printed on the $100,000 bill, the highest denomination ever issued by the U.S. federal government. Which former president is on the $100,000 bill?
Whoa. Other than me? I say Wilson. I don't know.
Can you give me a first name?
Woodrow.
Yeah. Oh, Bruce. Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, nice.
I didn't even know there was a $100,000 bill to begin with.
And who knew that Woodrow Wilson was on it?
That is right.
Was it a $1,000 bill?
$100,000. Hmm. In 1934, this image of this president was printed on the $100,000 bill.
Okay. Is that fake news?
This is from a government website.
Huh. Hmm.
Blogs.loc.gov.
Yeah.
I don't know what
that is. Because I'm seeing a $1,000 bill in 1934 with Grover Cleveland.
Am I reading this wrong? Let me just double check. Hold on.
But maybe there were two. I don't know.
Hold on. Let me see here.
AmericanHistory.com has a $1,000 federal note with Grover Cleveland, 1934.
They say in 1933, the world was in a depression that was characterized by massive deflation. President Franklin Roosevelt issued an executive order telling Americans to surrender their gold to the government because no one was buying anything in cash. Gold hoarding and bartering were also reducing the amount of funds flowing into the government because Roosevelt had agreed to bail out the banks during the Great Depression. It was bad news for currency control, so the president proposed the U.S. Treasury take over the Federal Reserve's gold supply. The idea was that once the federal government controlled all the gold, it could better enforce its plan to devalue the dollar, thus reflating the economy. Federal Chairman Gene Black was sympathetic but wary. He advised the decision be left to Congress. Congress took up the measure in January of 34, and the measure passed on January 31st, the Gold Reserve Act of 1934, and it also allowed the Treasury to print bills, one of which was $100,000 with Woodrow Wilson's face on it.
Nice. All right, we should give both to Jay and Bruce.
You got two to give away?
Sure. Oh, well. I mean, I'm the boss. I can give away whatever I want to.
Okay.
Both Jay and Bruce win.
All right, you win one for comedy and one for fact.
Yeah, we're going to give them, we'll give them both $50 Metro Diner gift cards. Let's do it again tomorrow, but let's find some, maybe find some multiple choice ones. Okay. Multiple choice seems to be a little easier, no?
All right, yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
Thank you. Yeah.
Will Trump ever be on a bill? Excuse me. On a crypto something.
My guess is no.
All right, we should break.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to today in music history and what's on tap for the Dawn Show at the top of the hour. Stay right there.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we get set to hand off the Kale and Company flag. Wow. Jeremy Burke is in studio, one of our great listeners.
Woohoo!
Hello, Jeremy.
How's it going?
Everything is great. By the way, Jeremy has twin daughters, fraternal twins.
What?
Yep.
In college.
Wow.
So he understands why.
And they're 21.
I drink like Pete Hegseth. All right, so we're going to pass off the flag. Phil Almquist giving the Kale and Company flag to Jeremy. He's the recipient for the week. He will fly it around on his truck. Odds are he's got a truck that's bigger than my truck.
A little bit. I actually have a truck license plate.
That's so correct.
Wait. Hang on. Is Nick's truck a truck?
I can either confirm nor deny, Senator.
Just remember, Piazza Auto Group is a fine sponsor of this program.
It has nothing to do with Piazza. It has to do with the truck you picked, right?
My selection.
Right, Dawn?
That's right.
That's right. Now, are you going...
This is bigger.
Oh, Dawn.
You're going to drive this around. So now, what neighborhood, what town, what section?
I'm in the Collegeville, Limerick area.
Okay.
Yeah.
My girls dance out that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you promise, you promise you'll fly it on your truck and you'll return it next week?
100%.
Okay. Awesome. All right. This is
most likely.
We're This is the biggest risk we're taking in radio, guys.
That's right.
Because, you know, we're trusting our lovely listeners, our wonderful loyal listeners, to not run off with this very very expensive flag.
That's right. And if they want to, upon return, you have other people in the hopper stocker, so to speak, or how can people request the flag?
If you want to request the flag, we have some people. So it probably won't be till January until you can do it. But we have other people. If you want to fly the flag high on your truck or house or whatever, you have to display it. It can't sit in the back of your truck like it did for Kale. send me an email, greg.stocker@odyssey.com, greg.stocker@odyssey.com, and we'll put you in the queue, as they say.
There you go. All right, speaking of in the queue, he's ready to go. Phil Ahlquist, what occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history?
December 9th, we celebrate the birthdays of Trey Cool from Green Day, who's 52, Jacob Dylan, Bob Dylan's son, who's now 55, Brian Bell from Weezer, who's 56, and Nick Seymour from Crowded House, who's now 66. We also lost Jason Slater from Third Eye Blind on this day in 2020, and Marie Fredriksson from Roxette in 2019. Singles include Soul Man by the Blues Brothers in 78, Little Saint Nick by Beach Boys in 63, and Some Kind of Wonderful by Grand Funk Railroad in 74. Albums include Fresh Cream by Cream in the UK in 66, Splinter by The Offspring in 2003, and Good Music by Joan Jett in 1986. Also, since yesterday was the anniversary of John Lennon's death, 6 years before, on this day in 74, he actually appeared in the Monday Night Football booth. And in 80, the day after his death, Springsteen said on stage here in Philly, "It's hard to come out here and play tonight, but there's nothing else to do." In addition, in 2013, Herbie Hancock, Billy Joel, and Carlos Santana are honored at the Kennedy Center for the Arts in New York. In 2003, Ozzy had his quad bike accident.
Yeah.
In 2000, U2 made their first appearance on SNL. And in 88, the music of Neil Diamond was voted as the best music for sex over Beethoven and Luther Vandross.
Wow.
But lastly, and keeping on that same theme, something our sister stations definitely will not mention, on this day in 2006, Mariah Carey threatened legal action against porn star Mary Carey in an attempt to stop her trademarking her similar sounding name. The singer believed fans could get the two performers confused if the adult film actress trademark application was successful. Yeah. You don't hear that anywhere else but here on PHT. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Ahlquist.
I've gotten them confused many times. All right, but anyway, let's find out what is coming up on the Dawn Show just 5 minutes out.
Yeah, and you heard us say that we'll be talking to New Jersey State Senator Doug Steinhardt. He is calling for action amidst the investigations of these strange large drones, as large as a big vehicle. Why are they lurking? Why are they lurking around things like a PICO substation or around Bedminster? So we'll talk to him, get the very latest. This is a real investigation, a real probe. Right at 10 o'clock, we have some Trump transition news. So we'll get to all of that and update you on the local search for a suspect, the national search for the suspect, who's the CEO killer. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll talk to local doctor Marion Mass. She'll tell us about why she has been testifying on Capitol Hill and give her take on some of the criticism that's happening, that's being lobbed at the health insurance companies, and what's being done to possibly break up the health insurance lobby. So all of that and more coming right up.
All right. The Dawn Show coming up in just a few moments. A pleasure to have Jeremy Burke.
Woo-hoo.
Nice to meet you. Fly the flag in good health and wave it loud and proud, all right?
Absolutely.
And return it as is. By the way, there's photo evidence of how it is.
Okay.
When we bring it back, you know, yeah, it's like we inspect it.
So. Sure, we do.
Yeah, there's video right there.
And there's video. There you go. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your Monday. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Until then.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.